A wonderful good morning. We are now in October. We have made it. I made it. We thank God for that, that we are all alive. We are all healthy. We thank God for this new month, new beginning. Every beginning has an opportunity for us to get into work. So God will be with us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this new beginning. We thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can be here. We can talk to you. You can listen to us. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for walking with us. Thank you for carrying us through. Thank you, Father, that you have brought us so far. Now we are in the 10th month, that you have been there every day since we were born. You have been there and will still be there. We are thanking you for that, that you have never missed a thing in our lives. So, Father, thank you for being a great God in this present time. And you are our great helper. We thank you for this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today I'm going to talk about God's guarantee. God give us the guarantee to that if we have him as our personal savior, that he give us guarantee. We all like guarantee. When you buy something, you say, okay, how long will the guarantee last? It is a sense of security. If you have a guarantee on what you have bought, you can rest knowing that even if anything happens, I can still take it back to the where I bought it and they can repair it or fix it or give me a new one. A guarantee is something where the one who made this product gives you. It tells you, it is also written on it that don't try on your own to fix it if there's something is not functioning, but bring it back, then we can look at it and see where the problem is coming from. The guarantee, someone who can give you guarantee on something where they are so sure that it has to be functioning. But if it doesn't function like the way you thought it should, he tells you, bring it back. It is a guarantee that he has tested. He has looked after everything that you is selling to you. Whether it is a car, they will do some tests before they will just name it exactly like the way they name it. They will not just give you any car that they are not sure of, whether it will, the brakes will work, whether the lights are working, but they will have to be sure. They have to run these tests and test and test. Even if it is a medication, the medication we take, they are propagandists, those who test this medicine to know the side effects. Then if the side effects are dangerous, then they will not let this medicine be brought on unmarked. So the guarantee is what we have also in Jesus, that as we took Jesus Christ as our personal savior, God gave us Jesus as a guarantee. If me have received Jesus Christ as a personal savior, I have a guarantee that I will not miss a thing. God will be in everything that I'll be doing. God will be there where I should be. And we can read it in Psalm 145, starting with verse 17 to 19. It is written, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. God promises the guarantee that Jesus is our is the guarantee what he is giving us. If you remember the story about Judah when they went to Egypt and they told, not knowing that Joseph is Joseph, and then they were given food at the first time, they went home, and this another time they came Joseph told the men who were working for him to put a golden cup in the last bag of Benjamin. And then they did it like that. And as they are on their way, then Joseph told the watchmen, go after these men and tell them what they have done and check in their bags. Later they found this golden cup in the sack of Benjamin. And Judah says, he gave an assurance to his father that I will bring Benjamin back. That is the assurance he gave to his father. And he told Joseph that I gave my father this assurance that I will bring Benjamin back. So he said, let me stay instead of Benjamin. It is like he's giving him the guarantee that he will not run away or he will have someone from this family. But he wanted this assurance he gave his father to be fulfilled. And Joseph just said, no, I will just remain with this one because he's the one who did something wrong. And Judah didn't want to accept that. He gave his assurance to his father, I'll bring Benjamin back. It's like, even if it will cost me my life, I'll make sure that Benjamin will be here. God made it sure that if we receive Jesus Christ, that the guarantee is there that we'll get everlasting life. When we receive Jesus, there is healing. That is guaranteed. If you receive Jesus as your personal savior, there's restoration, there's protection, there's preservation. Those are all guarantees we have. You will say, yeah, I used to be without Jesus and I was healthy. Maybe that is the way you are feeling like. But after receiving Jesus Christ, you'll find out that the sickness you used to have, you don't have it anymore. If we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 to 22, it is written, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Jesus Christ, and so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now, it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. You receive Jesus Christ as your personal savior. God give the Holy Spirit as guarantee to guide you, to walk with you, to stay with you, to teach you, to teach me to. That is the guarantee we have. There's no other guarantee. We have also in Bible where it is written that that Jesus Christ the guarantee of the salvation to those who believe. We can read it in Hebrews 7. Verse 20 to 22, it is written, and it was not without an oath. Others become priests without any oath, but he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever. Because of this oath, Jesus has become a guarantor of a better covenant. We have Jesus Christ as a personal savior. When we go to God today and we say, Father, here we are, he will ask you in which name? In Jesus' mighty name. He will not ask you your father's name. He will not ask you your mother's name or in which from which tribe you are coming from. We will stand before him in which name? It will be the Jesus Christ. because he gave us him as a guarantee for his covenant. Receiving Jesus Christ, it is really a good thing that if you have him, you have all. It is written in the Bible that we may sin. It happens. But he is our advocate, that when we have sinned, he will answer for us by his Father. The things which we do and we don't know how we can come out of it. But if you and me trust in Jesus Christ, that is the Lord and our personal Savior, if we can believe in the guarantee that the human being is giving, that if the car breaks, bring it to me. This guarantee we have, it has no expiring date. The one we get on the equipments we buy, it will be maybe 3 years, and if you want it longer, you have to pay more. But the guarantee we get when we get Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, it is everlasting. It doesn't expire. That God is for you, not against you. God will fight your battles. God will feed you, will give you the rain you need. You will always have a harvest. It says in the Psalm 1 that the tree that is which is near the water bank, it will bring its fruit every month. That means in Jesus, we will bring our fruits every month. We will not miss any season. We will not fail. Even if you see yourself failing, it is not a failure. It is like you are learning something. So don't just go and hide yourself and say, oh man, it didn't work out like the way I thought it should. No, it is not a big thing. Just look to him. He is the one who will bring you out of that situation. God is guarantee to us. We can read it also in Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 12. It is written, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That means we have nowhere to go. There's no other person in this world. There's no other name in this world where we can get this guarantee. The only guarantee we can have, an everlasting guarantee, comes from Jesus Christ. If you have him as your personal Savior, then you have this guarantee. The salvation comes from no other man. It is nowhere found. And there's no other name apart from Jesus Christ where you can get this guarantee. He gave his life for you and for me. It is the guarantee. In the days, they used to seal. If the king gives you his ring, there's the way that they will burn something. I don't know how they call it. It's a red thing. So they use this ring of the king to seal. That means no one can break what it is sealed. If the king says it is so, it has to be so. And for us, the blood of Jesus Christ, that is the guarantee we have. That is the sealing of our salvation. He put his ring on that contract that he is our Savior. And God gave him to us as guarantee. We used to sacrifice animals for the sins we made so that God can have mercy upon us. Since Jesus Christ was crucified, died, and rose again to give us life, everlasting life, then we don't need to sacrifice any animal again. We have the guarantee that is Jesus Christ. It is written, salvation is found in no other name. So, if you have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is your guarantee. But this guarantee to have it, you have to have the faith. You have to know the one whom you serve. You have to know the God whom you serve. You cannot tell me that I believe in God, but when something comes, you run away. Why don't you stand and say, no, in the name of Jesus Christ? We heard of yesterday that we have to be courageous. Courageous, you have to have faith in that God whom you serve. David was courageous to kill Goliath because he knew the God whom he served, he would defend him. He will back him. We have to be courageous to know that we have a guarantee that this God whom we serve, what he said, he will go after it. It is written in the Bible that he will go after his word to be able to see that it is fulfilled. And he will not just put you aside and say, no, this person, I don't think is worth of it. No. You are worthy of it. Hallelujah. When we read in Ephesians 1:13-14, it is written, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guarantee, our inheritance, until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. You, it is written about you. You have the Holy Spirit as a deposit. Before Jesus was crucified, he could be only in one place. After the crucifixion and resurrection, he gave us his Holy Spirit as guarantee. You will not say that I don't know about it, but now you know about it. We need to believe in that God. We have to know the God whom we serve, that what he says is yes and amen. It will not change. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your guarantee that you have given us, that you will not change. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for covering. Thank you for caring. Thank you, Father, that it took you, your Son, Jesus Christ, to make us be sure that when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that is the guarantee we have before you, that when we mention his name, we will find mercy in your eyes. Thank you, Father, that this guarantee doesn't expire. And it cannot be exchanged. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for giving us a guarantee of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.